Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. It's time for more of your listener questions. Again, we have one more special listener question show for you today. This was recorded during hour number 8 of the 12-hour live show that we recorded a couple Sundays ago back on July 30th for Give Kids the World Village. During this time and up to today, we have raised over $30,000 as a podcast family for Give Kids the World. So thank you so very much for supporting these great folks down in Kissimmee that are bringing some good to the world for these families that are struggling with medical issues within the family. So thank you again. Over $30,000 raised for Give Kids the World. So today we bring our questions straight from our listening audience. During the 12-hour live show, we take your calls as well. So I hope you enjoy today's different format. We had a good time and got some great questions. So also don't forget today's show brought to you by our great friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Let me glance down at my iPhone 7 Plus here, and I can see right now, I just clicked on the app, only 147 days to go until Dopey Weekend 2018. We're staying at the beach club, getting excited for that. You can do the same. Every time you get a phone call, send a text, post to social media, you have your phone in your hand, and that iPhone turns into a Disney device with great pictures, customizable colors, and audio. You get those audio alerts whenever you want them, once a day. So make that Apple device a Disney device right now. Check it out over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1208 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Again, this week we have another very special listener question show headed your way today. We are recording this one live during the 12-hour Be Our Guest podcast to support Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. Thanks to your generosity, as we're recording right now, we're in the big jackpot hour. We're trying to raise a little bit of extra money. We have a bonus going from a listener. If we can raise $2,000 this hour, it's going to double to $4,000. So we're going to be reminding our listeners that are listening in live to don't forget to donate at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Make this happen by the end of this show. But if you're listening here on a Wednesday, happy Wednesday to you. And drop by BeOurGuestPodcast.com. The link is probably still live and you can help out even more. So joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Welcome to hour number 9 of the insanity, Ricky. What's going on?
Yep, it's starting to get punchy time. So, you know, having a great day, though. For those of you that didn't listen, you know, you missed the fun, but don't worry. You'll get to hear it. I promise. You'll get to hear it, you know, throughout the year. So, because Mike likes to put in surprises of, hey, guess what? We did this on the live show. So here you go. So, yeah, you'll get to hear it eventually. But it was definitely it was a fun day. We're sad you missed it. Or if you heard us, well, then we're glad you're listening to us again.
And the good news is we're going to do another 12-hour live show in August. No, just kidding.
Yeah, no.
That's made you guys fall out.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
That was. I love that we have video going because I just saw you guys both shoot me the stare of death from different places.
We gave you evil looks.
That's awesome. All right. Also joining us.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Wednesday, Pam. We're having a good day today live on the show.
Happy Wednesday. I know the donations are pouring in. That's awesome. We're getting so much love and support from our community and our families, which we knew we would. I mean, everyone's so great about supporting every dumb thing we do. Yes. And if it weren't for the result of this being so good, this would be maybe one of the dumbest.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
If we weren't doing it for such a great cause. But for Give Kids the World, of course, then we all, you know, love doing things like this. It's so nice. Actually, this is actually probably one of the coolest things that we do as a community, as a group, as a podcast. I mean, you know, when you do something like this, I think when you do something like a podcast, I think you hope to be able to do something cool like this. And we're really blessed that we have the opportunity to raise this kind of money for Give Kids the World. It is something that we all enjoy doing. So very, very happy that we get the chance to do it. So it's awesome.
And I love that the Disney community rallies around this event every year. It's become sort of a tradition in the summer. This is our ninth annual 12-hour live show. Next year will be the big 10th anniversary. But everybody we ask is always so kind and says, yeah, well, let's do it. You know, they never even say, when is it? When can I? They don't check their schedules. They just say, let's make it happen.
What can I do to make it happen?
Awesome. Yeah. And so many people have donated from our community, have created items, have, you know, lots of hours and hours and hours of hard work. Some people have, you know, gotten things that are really hard to get and put them in our auctions and stuff. It's really a community rallying around Give Kids the World, and we're just here to talk about it. So thank you for giving us that opportunity. We won't forget that. But let's get to your listener questions. So it's going to be a little different today. We're taking the questions live on our Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. So type those into the comments. We'll pop those up onto the screen. But to make it even more fun, we're taking your calls again live at 407-413-9395, and the phone lines are open right now. There's no one on, so I know we've had a lot of time today with a lot of calls. So 407-413-9395, kind of looking over my shoulder to make sure I don't miss a call. Let's see, Ricky, we got a question from Jody in the chat. You want to go with that one?
Okay, so Jody wants to know, did anyone have the pineapple cream cheese things at Pandora? How are they? Do you know if there's a recipe online?
I did.
I guess Pam had them, so let's go.
You know I did.
Yes.
There's a food or drink item. I feel like it's my personal
absolutely
to experience that for people. How else would I be able to advise? So anyway, we did. So what it kind of reminded me of was like pineapple cheesecake shoved in an egg roll.
Oh, yes.
So if you like cream cheese, if you like pineapple, and if you like an egg roll, really good. And you have to like kind of a warm cream cheese too. I know some people don't like it, but how about like a big cream cheese donut or Danish kind of thing, like a pineapple cream cheese kind of Danish. I do not know that there is a recipe online.
Yes,
I
think there is.
They're good.
There
okay,
is.
Good.
So I was going to tell you that Disney actually shared the recipe on the Disney Parks blog back on June 19th, 2017. It's the recipe for the Pongu Lumpia. It's L-U-M-P-I-A, and Pongu is spelled P-O-N-G-U. So P-O-N-G-U-L-U-M-P-I-A.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, that's like spelling. That's like spelling
it
in
is.
Red. Yeah.
Yes. So, so it's the pineapple cream cheese spring rolls.
So let's call it something else. Yeah. From now on.
Well, they have the other name, which is pineapple cream cheese spring rolls, which is a much more appealing name. But anyway, it is there on the Disney Parks blog. So go make your own deliciousness in the Pineapple Olympia or whatever, Pongu Olympia. So,
and if you're listening live, you got plenty of time. We still have, you know, over 2 hours left. So make them and give us a review. You know,
so bring them to my house.
I was going to say,
bring them over.
I'm game. Bring them on to me.
In the next hour, we're playing a game called Feed Your Favorite Podcaster.
And yes.
All right. So
I like this game.
We have a caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
It's Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
Yeah. Jenny Stead, a.k.a. Steady the Lizard.
Yes.
Love it.
I thought that I'd call and say hi and tell you guys are doing a really good job today for something that's really, really special.
Thank you. We appreciate you. You know, you've given us that awesome offer up into the auction we got going on. And you have an incredible talent, and you're so willing to share that with all of us. You know, we got our cute little mascot, Steady Miles, and you're going to offer to help a family have a kind of a little caricature of themselves. So just this is exactly what it's all about. The community gets together and shares their talents and their passions. And I can't thank you enough for that very kind offer.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough. I mean, with lizards themselves, it's motivated me to get out. And I've gotten a lot better, a lot healthier in the last couple of years. So it comes around full circle. And I especially want to thank you. And I know I've gushed about this several times over the internet, but I can't, and I want Pam to hear this straight from the horse's mouth. I can't thank you and Steve Baker enough for all the memories that you gave my family last year with booking not only my family's first real trip to Walt Disney World altogether, but also Steve Baker for what he did in order to finally, me and my mom got to go to China, one of the countries that we've always wanted to visit since we were very little. And I can't begin to tell you how amazing that trip was. So if you all ever get a chance to do it, definitely get on board with that.
Well, it's absolutely, I'll speak for our whole team in saying it's our pleasure. Really, this is the kind of thing that you do because you have a passion for the products and a passion for the people that we work for and the passion for the people that we work with. So it's all those things. Our team does such a great job. And I will just say, this is my little, like, I'm so proud because I will say in many other travel agencies, there's not too many guests who would work, you know, with two different travel agents at the same agency. That would cause a lot of issues. And I will say it happens in our travel agency kind of frequently for different reasons, one or the other. And it just is like a proud mom kind of moment, I will just say. So anyways, because everyone just really has the best interests of our guests at heart. So thank you for that very kind compliment. Very, very cool. And it's awesome when we get to work with people like you and help you create memories like that. That is what it's all about. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, what I like so much about everything is that it's not like you're contacting a company to help you. I mean, when I tell people all the time, I'm usually like, oh, you want to go to Disney? Oh, I got people. Trust me. I can hook you up. So, I mean, that's what it comes up. Like, I know a guy. But it's not anything like, well, let me show you this company that will help me. So it's, I know somebody, and they can totally get you in for a very good deal. I just wanted to thank you guys for everything that you do. And as far as the auction is concerned, I mean, I looked at it. I know that I'm constantly being guests, especially after the exposure I've got from the Wizards, and I really do appreciate how big of a warm... It was a doodle in the middle of the night when I was just a little bit too hyped up on caffeine.
I wish I could doodle like that, trust me, because I can't doodle worth anything, so yeah.
Yeah, and as the big warm reception that you guys all the Wizards have given those two characters. I mean, I never really expected to do anything with it. It was just, oh, hey, you know, the Straw Lizard today wearing a VOCP shirt. And then everybody just latched onto it. And then from there, I realized everybody likes it. So I'm like, well, why not put it up there? It'll give people incentive to purchase a little bit more into the pot so I can go for that call.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's my favorite running shirt. I love running with my 48.6 Steady Mile shirt. I only wear that one on special occasions. I busted that one out on the cruise when I knew people would be watching me because I ran a little bit later in the morning. That's how it is.
Well, I'll get off of here and let everybody else talk, but I want to say again, thank you. You guys keep doing what you're doing and don't stop.
Thanks, Jen. Bless you. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks so much, Jen.
Take care. See you soon.
Right.
Bye.
Too many computers. I'm trying to hang up on people on the wrong computer. Okay. Thanks. That was awesome. That was Jen.
Don't hang up on us.
I know. There's a big red button that says in broadcast. I got to make sure I don't.
Yeah, don't do that one either.
I don't do that one either. Okay. Julie's got a question. We got a lot coming in. So let's kind of get through them a little rapid fire. We don't all have to answer. If we got an answer, we'll move on to the next one. Ricky, read this one if you can. It's up on the screen.
Sure. With the Tron like cycle or the Tron cycle being placed so close to Space Mountain, do you see an update for Space Mountain and how would you like to see it updated? Julie, no, I don't see Space Mountain being updated. They updated it less than 10 years ago. And so I don't see them updating it anytime soon. Sorry. And what would I like to see? I mean, you know, maybe side-by-side cars, but that's about it.
That's what I was going to say, too. The Disneyland cars where you get to sit side-by-side are nice. But that would actually, like, be a major update.
Yeah, that would be a major update. That's kind of why they talked about it, I remember, and then it didn't happen. So, because it got to be too costly, I think, because it was a major update. So,
I like the old cars. It kills me, man. I need to go to a chiropractor every time I get off that thing. I mean, like, for a month. But it's just something nostalgic. It feels like you just can't ride cars like that anymore.
That's true.
Probably because they paralyze you, but I'm just saying. So,
probably because they do that. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pam Carroll's got a question. Can you see that one?
All right. Carol says, when making fast passes, do the first three have to be in the same park? Or can you make the first one, say, in the studios and the next two in Epcot? So when you're making your fast passes for the day, if you're making them 60 days out, if you're staying at a Walt Disney World resort, or 30 days out, if you're staying offsite, if you're going to make three, they all need to be in the first park. So you will need to do that there. If you are planning on park hopping, one of the things you still can do is make one FastPass Plus reservation and then hop to another park and then make two additional ones that day once you're at that park. But you will not be able to, at this point, to make fast passes for more than one park in that pre-arrival time. You will only be able to do it by that day. So sorry for the bad news, but the 3-in-1 park actually does work out, and it's a great way to split your day. There's lots of different ways to do it. So,
all right. And we have a caller with a question. Who's joining us right now?
Hi, this is Mike from Boston.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Mike!
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. Better than I should be today. This is awesome.
Yeah, we've been listening to you all day.
Thank you.
So I just have a little question for you to get your opinions on. My family goes to Disney World every year the last week of August. And usually about 200 days before the trip, my wife and I have a friendly little discussion/minor argument on the ADRs. So I just wanted to see what you thought. For a 7-day trip, would you have one for every night? And also, you know, I'm the type of person that's like on the phone at 180 days at 7 a.m., you know, writing everything down and trying to get everything organized. And my wife is more laid back. And, you know, saying, oh, we probably don't need them every day, and maybe we can skip a few. So I just wanted to get your opinion on those.
Let me throw my opinion in here. I want to be more like Mike, but I'm more like your wife. That's me. Because I'm more laid back. I don't make the best plans. People know that. They travel with me. I'll go down there without ADRs. But I wish I had them. And Pam, I know you're an advocate of at least making sure you have one square, something solid meal every day, because you can cancel with no penalty, you know, 24 hours out, right?
I do, but I will say that's my advice. That's the do as I say, not as I do kind of thing.
Right.
You travel with me all the time. Know. You know what I have in terms of ADRs. Let's not lie to people. So, no, I'm just saying. So here's what I would do, Mike. Why don't you make them for most of your nights and then have a plan on either a place you can get an ADR typically last minute, because there are lots of places like that, unless you're traveling over New Year's Eve, and then you're out of luck, like Mike and I and Ricky already are for New Year's
Eve.
Exactly,
we're done.
So anyway.
No, we definitely haven't planned anything, so.
No, what you do is you have friends that have ADRs. That's what I always
yes,
do.
Yes, right.
And then you scam in on this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. So then for those other, or either a place that's easy to make an ADR last minute, or a place you can't make an ADR, but it's still sort of like a sit-down meal, or a place like a lounge, which is some of the places that we've mentioned during the show, and are places that like have food like a sit-down location that you'll be able to get. But I think those are my suggestions. I know it's hard. If you're a big planner, it's hard not to have something almost every day. But I do think there's something to be said for waking up some mornings, not knowing what you're going to do, and just going with what's out there. So that's our suggestion.
That's great advice.
Makes sense.
I like it.
And we usually end up doing that. And it's more of a friendly, you know, discussion with my wife.
Friendly discussion. Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
That's good.
Yes. Well, it's not at my house. My family looks at me like, where are we eating tonight? And I'm like, I don't know. Where'd you make the reservation?
Yeah, exactly.
They look at you and they say, aren't you TMFLT Pam? Come on now. Where are we eating?
Right.
People would be surprised to know what little weight that carries.
I like my food, you know, so I like to have a plan, but we'll definitely mix it up.
Well, that's why you guys make such a great pair, though. You got to have the yin and the yang, you know, and it sounds like you guys are.
Yeah, exactly. My wife was the one that called in this morning with my son that wanted the charging privileges.
So so I'm just saying, be careful with that, but it can also make your life easier, but just be careful.
Right. Definitely. All right. Have a great rest of the day.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. So when the caller drops, that's your time to call in. The number's on the screen at 407-413-9395. For our listener question show here on a Wednesday, if you're downloading the show as normal, hopefully you're enjoying this little, you know, we get kind of in a rut. You know, we do listener questions every Wednesday, kind of the same way. So hopefully this week and last week you're enjoying just a little bit of a change here on the questions. Now, Eric has a great question here. Ricky, read this one because we're not going to answer this one right now, but we're going to write this down for a future podcast episode as Food and Wine approaches, which is like right now. It's getting close.
Yeah, I know. We are officially, like, as of tomorrow, 1 month away from Food and Wine. What the heck? Okay. Anyway, so, and
by the way, what was that? Arrangements or something.
Right, exactly. I know. I'm thinking about that. I'm like, oh, when are we going to have time to go down there for Food and Wine?
I don't like to find a resort, for God's sake.
Oh, my gosh. I know, right? And also, you've got a Hot Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party in less than a month at this point. So,
man.
Well, actually, seriously, by the time this episode airs, it's like in 2 weeks, the first Halloween.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah, that's true. I mean, oh my God. Okay. All right, so Eric wants to know, we have to make a note of this, and you guys know that we're terrible at writing things down and making notes, so remind us that we have to do this as well. Make a menu of your three favorite food and wine dishes. Appetizer, main course, dessert, add a drink if you're feeling ambitious. Oh, yes. This is going to be a good show, and I can't wait for this. Eric, definitely remind us that we need to do this. Like, seriously.
Mike, this is the kind of homework I like. I'm just
this saying. Is exactly the kind of homework I like. Yes.
Well, you know what it is? Yes. You know what it is? It's going to be back to school season, and I'm going to be here without anybody to give homework to. So,
yes, you know. So he's going to have to give us homework like that. Yeah, I'm not going to like your homework. Yeah. So your homework's going to be hard.
This is better than trig or something, so don't worry, you know.
No, I definitely had to take that. That was not fun.
All right, so let me just update. I know that we're in the middle of a Wednesday show, but the reason we're doing this live is to have some fun, but also to raise a lot of money for Give Kids the World. And I want Ricky or Pam to hit that refresh button on the donation page. No. Because we've got a challenge in this last hour. Right now, as we're recording, we head till 7:05 p.m. Eastern to raise $2,000 in an hour. That's a huge chunk of change to raise in 60 minutes. We had to get to, we got to make sure that we hit 15,800 by 7:05. And right now, as we're recording, it's 6:43 Eastern. So let's just
That's
take a
so
gander.
Cool.
We don't want to lose the momentum of the question show.
No.
But this is one for the ages. So throw that in there, Ricky. Where are we standing? What's happening right now? Then we'll get back to the next question.
Boom, we beat that goal, and now we've raised $16,505. You guys, we are less than $500 from our actual goal of $1,700. Come on, let's get that in this next half, this next, you know, up until 7:05, let's get that goal. Let's get it. Let's beat that goal, because that's my new thing. Now we're at close. Let's get there. So, okay, I'm excited.
I'm super excited. This is amazing. We're doing huge things for Give Kids the World today, thanks to your generosity. Very so basically, cool. With that matching donation from our very, very generous listener who kind of doesn't want to be named, we're going to be right now at 18,455 or 18,500 right now since just this morning. That's $18,500 they did not have last night that they have today. So thank you for your generosity.
That's right. And I'm going to message him and let him know that we have reached his goal. So you guys are so awesome. Oh, my gosh. So
there was a question up there that I can't see it right now anymore, but it was about splitting a stay at Riverside and Yacht Club. Did you see that one?
I think that might be it. So go ahead and read it. Is that the one from JR here or Sarah?
I can't see it. Oh, you put it up.
I put it up on the screen. Is this the one? Go with it. Sorry.
Here we go. Okay, so going to Disney September 2018 to celebrate our 15th anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We're thinking of doing a split stay between Riverside 5 nights and possibly the Yacht Club 3 nights. Do you think the split would be worth the extra cost to be walking distance from Epcot and Hollywood Studios? We've never been to Riverside, so we're not sure what to expect. Thanks so much. You guys are fantastic. And listening today has been so much fun. Awesome. Thank you so much. And I will say I am the queen of split stays.
Yes, she is. Like, trust when me, I she get, is definitely the queen of split stays. Yeah.
I'm queen of a few things, but split stays is one of them. So I will say that I truly enjoy splitting my stay and staying at two different resorts. It feels like two different vacations kind of smushed into one. I think part of the fun of a Walt Disney World vacation is being able to check out the resorts and see what each resort has to offer and so much more. But when you're talking about splitting the stay and one of the places you're going to stay is the Yacht and Beach Club, I will say that's huge for a few big reasons. First of all, the one you mentioned, which is being within walking distance to Epcot. That's a game changer in a lot of ways. Being able to just walk, not having to deal with issues at times of park closing or anything like that. It's just a very cool location. Also, they have the fantastic, fantastic Stormalong Bay. Which will be your pool during your stay at the Yacht Club. And that in itself, I think, is a huge, huge thing for, you know, a big plus for staying at the Yachton Beach Club. You also are within walking distance to the studios. You didn't mention that, but I thought I would as well. That's a really cool walk to take. Not something that many people actually do, but it's a great walk. It's a nice walk. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, some of my favorite times to walk along that path. I just really enjoy it. There's also boat transportation to both Epcot and also Hollywood Studios, so consider that. And another thing is you're within walking distance to that whole boardwalk entertainment area. So I say, although it will be a little inconvenience to switch between one and the other, and certainly the expense will be more, being able to experience Yacht Club, have you seen the updated rooms? If you haven't, head on over to the Magic for Less Travel page. I did a walkthrough when I was there not too long ago. They're beautiful. Just going to say, really, really nice. So I say give it a try, especially for an anniversary trip. I mean, you know, do you need another excuse? So
Can we just pause?
Yes.
Refresh.
I know. I just saw it. We're over 100% of the goal that we started this morning at 9 a.m.
But that doesn't mean we're over.
We're not stopping.
Keep donating.
Last year we went past the goal and we just blew past it. We're like, that goal was just so far in the rearview mirror, it was ridiculous. We're going to do that again
exactly.
today.
Exactly. I don't know if we can do it again, but that would be pretty awesome. Okay. But yeah, you guys, we hit our goal. I'm so
That's
excited.
Awesome.
You guys rock.
Thank you all so much.
Bravo, oh, yes. Everybody.
I love you guys so much. I love y'all.
But we'll take it in after this question show because we got a lot to talk about with this. But you guys are here on a Wednesday, hearing the excitement of hitting a lofty, lofty goal, $17,000 in 12 hours. We've done that. We've exceeded it in less than 10. So,
yes.
Again, your generosity just blows us away. So let's keep the questions going, though. Here's one from Justin. Ricky, Justin is my buddy. He's out in Disneyland right now. We've been working together on this trip. He has he needs some live. This is awesome. This is why it's great to be live in that 2 weeks from now. Help Justin
also,
out. He's there right
like
now.
It's like he's putting us in our place. And by us, I mean me. So thanks, Justin.
I like that.
All right. Apparently, I pronounced lumpia wrong. It's pronounced lumpia. Source of my Filipino-American wife. But he also has a question. So thanks, Justin, and your wife for putting me in my place of lumpia. I don't care how it's pronounced. Lumpia. I was going to get it while I was down there, and the line was just too long. So I will be getting that on a really, really soon trip because I've got to try it. It sounds amazing. But anyway, and for a question, any recommendations for dinner tonight at Downtown Disney? That is in Disneyland, not Walt Disney World. Just had Tangaroa Terrace for lunch at a snack and already thinking about the next meal. I mean,
I like that. Yeah, it's never too soon to start worrying about your next meal at Disney.
I see nothing wrong with this. Yes. So, Pam, anywhere in Downtown Disney you think of?
So there's lots of places that I kind of like in Downtown Disney, but I will say one of my favorite things to do, and maybe this is because I live in Pennsylvania and I don't have the opportunity much, is to sit at that Uva bar and just get like some appetizers and drinks and people watch. It's fantastic. You know, I can't say that I've had anything more than appetizers there. I believe that the Uva bar, the meals come from the Cattell restaurant that's right there, that same kind of kitchen. So I imagine that the food's pretty good. But I really enjoy sitting there and just really taking it all in and soaking up the fantastic weather that is out there most of the time. So go and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. My dad apparently, who thank you again. Shout out to my dad. We're in the 10th hour of the show here.
Thanks,
we're taking calls
right.
this time.
Thanks, everything,
you had the magic touch. He's the magic man when it comes to running wires. I may get on him because he expects me to understand all these technical things. Because when Scott and I have been, and a huge shout out to Scott Gardner, my good buddy, who's been running the hot test with me. Like when Pam and Ricky are, you know, are busy and doing their real life stuff, I'm like, I need somebody to sit in their chairs on the Be Live here. And he always just like, okay, let's fire up the Mac. He even left urgent care yesterday so we could have a hot test here to make sure things were good for today.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's how he is, boy. You cannot keep a bad ear. A bad ear does not keep Scott Gardner out of the game. He's a gamer for all of us. Let me just say.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, my dad says we always talk about food. He's about 95% right.
About right.
There's nothing wrong with this. I mean, hello. Food is good.
That's what we do. That's why we go to Disney. We run Disney to eat.
Well, you run Disney to eat. I just eat. So
that's true.
There's that.
All right, so let me pop Skype up here because we can take calls again, 407-413-9395. And I think I'm going to announce this here. Oh, and Sarah makes up a good point. We've already recorded the Monday show, obviously, because it's going to come out at the very end of this show. And it is about a sports day at Riverside and Yacht. So there you go. See, we know what our listeners need before they know, you know? That's kind of nuts that worked out that way. So let me get the number up here.
407-413-9395.
I know. I'm trying to type it. I know the number, dingy.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying it for everybody else who's not reading it.
Okay, good. And, of course, you can listen on. You can get the audio feed. It's at brguestpodcast.com/live. And you can see all of the fun on Facebook at facebook.com.
You don't want to watch us anymore. Trust me.
I'm starting to get a 5 o'clock shadow here, actually. You know what, though? I lost my black eye just in time for today's show. I think that was God helping me out because I was a mess.
Oh, that's good.
Pam and I did a little question and answer on the Magic for Less travel page, and my wife said, no, you didn't do that. You look like you just got punched in the nose right before you went on the air. I was like, oh, I didn't think about that.
Whoops. It looked fine.
So, we'll do that a little bit better this coming week, maybe. We'll do another one.
Okay,
Ask Me Anything thing. All right, so again, 407-413-9395. The question or the phone line is wide open. A lot of people have been trying to get through all day, and we've had people calling on top of each other where we couldn't get to it. Let's see here. How about this question from Catherine in the meantime?
Okay, me or Pam?
Anybody.
I'll do it. Okay. Catherine says, do you think the Fantasmic dinner package is worth it? Do the benefits make a dramatic difference for wait time and seat availability?
Thoughts?
There's that question. Pam, what do you think?
I think it depends really on when you're going and how much you want to spend waiting in line. I will tell you, there are absolutely nights where prior to Fantasmic, there are no seats left. I've actually experienced that. Mike, I think I was with you one time when we experienced that. We tried to get a Fantasmic and we could not.
That was years ago. But they're like, sorry, no more seating. Go about your business.
Right. Yeah, that was basically it. So I think that really depends on it. And when I go to see Fantasmic, I typically do get the Fantasmic dinner package because Steve hates waiting in line for most things, especially a show. He would be like, we'd be 10 minutes into it and he'd be like, how much longer do we have to wait? And I'd be like, well, 45 minutes here. And he'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. I'll see you afterwards. And sometimes I have to like coax him into things. He's not really an impatient person, except at times like that. He kind of is. So most of the time he's actually too very patient. So I will just say with that. So he has to put up with my shenanigans and lack of ability to make dining reservations. So.
Right. Exactly.
I will say, same with Brian. Well, you know, this is the only time, this is not going to take effect here, but for about another 4 weeks, but that Pixar dining package, that's the first time I've done a dining package for like dinner and a show, worked out great because I didn't have the stress of getting to the show and we had a good meal anyway. We needed to sit down. We went to Mama Melrose, had a great meal, you know, got a good value out of it. It was like $45 and I knew that I had a seat at the Pixar show, which I really, really wanted to see. That was a big deal to me. And it would have been a deal breaker to me if I didn't get to see that show. Now, I think that's what you got to think about. Is Fantasmic something that's a deal breaker? If it is, get the package. If it's something, I see it. I don't. I don't think it's that big a deal. Ricky, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, to me, Fantasmic is not that big of a deal. I see it, well, at this point, I've seen it once every about 10 years. So, to me, it's not a make or break if I don't see Fantasmic. But if it is a make or break thing, then yeah, you absolutely want to consider doing probably the Fantasmic dinner package. I would say that would be the case. With the dinner packages that they have at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and as well as the one that they have, I'm just going to throw it out there, at Disney's Animal Kingdom with the Rivers of Light dining package. To me, both of those seem to make a lot of sense if the nighttime show is something that you are, is a must. Because A, then you don't have to use a fast pass for it. But B, you get a lot of good food. And in some cases, like in my case, I ended up spending more on my meal than I would have, than I did would have if I, my meal cost more than the dining package was. So it ended up being a better deal for me in the end. So, just got to do the math on it and see what your priorities are.
Now, with that, I would not have ordered an appetizer and a dessert if I was paying out of pocket. So you got to think about
that.
It was a splurge, but it felt nice. I had my family. It was a dinner and a show kind of night. I wouldn't have gotten the appetizer, wouldn't have gotten the dessert, but you know what? It was a fun night, and it was neat to kind of splurge that way. And it wasn't a bad value, $45. Yeah,
true.
I wouldn't do that every night. There you go. All right, again, 407-413-9395. If you want to call in, Laurie's asking about the future of the Pixar show. What do you think, Pam? Doubt it?
I honestly think it's something, at least for right now, that was one of those very special things that occurs during the summer. And we have something like that each summer. That's something to keep in mind. I know that people would love to see Disney extend everything successful from the summer through the fall, but they're not going to do that because summer is really their time to get people to come there. So they really offer things that only happen in the summer. They reward, you know, the folks that are going to be there during the summer. So since we haven't heard about it yet, I doubt that that's going to happen. But maybe, you know, what happens sometimes is sometimes things go away and then they come back kind of reincarnated as something else. Or maybe this is kind of a test for something else to see how something goes. But it was really, really a very cool thing to see. I'm so, in some ways, so proud that Disney did this. I'm so proud of Disney for just going ahead and doing this. I can see this being proposed around a board meeting at some point, right? And someone's like, okay, we're going to get 180 live musicians in here and we're going to bring them in every night and they're going to play and there's going to be music. And then, you know, that's going to be, and then someone being like,
somebody said, what? You get 42 and you get 2 months. That's it. You know, so let's make it happen. And I think that's what happened, really, you know. It's good, though. I'm glad that we got to see it when it was there, you know, because not everything's, I mean, that's, you know, as sad as it is, I mean, it's a microcosm, you know, it's a brief limited time run, but I mean, with Disney, so was a great movie ride, just a longer limited time run, but, you know, it's run its course. Great, you know, Ellen, same thing, so.
It is. So, so yeah.
All right. How about Robin's question here, Ricky? What do we got?
Okay, we are annual pass holders considering a November 2017 trip. Do you know if there will be any resort-only discounts available for pass holders in November?
Hang on, let me get my crystal ball. Hang on, crystal ball. Yeah. Pam, you got the big crystal ball. Disney gave it to you a long time ago. What do you got?
Yeah.
I imagine that there will be some, although November is really kind of busy. It's just going to be very much limited to what is available, what Disney needs to fill. As you know, a lot of the annual pass holder discounts in particular have excluded any kind of weekend night. And I expect that that may continue. Don't expect a discount to be available around the holiday, around Thanksgiving that occurs right there. We're still hoping for guests that they will have some availability, but I will just explain, if I could indulge me for a moment as I go to explain the discount process, in that all discounts are limited availability. And although a certain resort may not be blacked out, if one night of your 7-night stay is not available with the discount, that's going to make the discount be not available for your entire length stay. Because Disney has seen such high occupancy in the past year or two, the discounts have been extremely limited, if altogether not available for many guests. So just keep that in mind. Book the hotel that you really, really want to stay at. And if when the discount comes out, you want to use that as an opportunity or excuse to upgrade. I'm pretty good at giving people excuses. Yeah, that's awesome. If you want to use that as your excuse to upgrade, by all means do so, but book something that you feel comfortable with.
Good advice. All right. So we have a question from Sarah about 2019 cruise itineraries. Pam, you want to take that one?
Yeah. That she asked, can I explain the whole question? When will 2019 cruise itineraries be released and when is the best time to make reservations? We will likely want to add on a few days at Walt Disney World. When will those 2019 dates be available? Sarah, I understand your excitement, but girl, we just got 2018 for Walt Disney World. So we're not going to see 2019 Walt Disney World be available until about a year from now. Now, in terms of cruising, what's very important to note is, and we haven't seen 2019 yet. In fact, we still have some dates, I think, in 2018 that still need release, don't we?
No, I think we're through 2018, at least just missing a very few like dates at the very end of the year. But okay. I think we're looking at 2019, the next release, yeah.
So we're waiting for 2019 to be released from Disney Cruise Line, and that will be in small chunks, has been the way that they've been doing it. They'll release a few months here, and then a few months here, and then a few more months here. And what is very important with Disney Cruise Line is that you reserve those dates as soon as they are released. We typically get a few days notice about when that's going to happen. And then we call in that morning when they're released to try to reserve things for guests on those days. The reason why is Disney Cruise Line pricing is such that as the ships fill up, the pricing tiers increase. And there are many different tiers. It's not like your cabin, like your, let's say you're doing a regular veranda stateroom. It's not like there's one price for that stateroom and that will be the price it is all the time. It will be offered, there'll be tier one, tier two, tier three. It's tiered pricing. And just as I explained, as the ship fills up, the price also increases. Now, once you put your deposit down, you've kind of locked in that price. So that's why you, it's very important with Disney Cruise Line to book it as soon as it is available. And I will just put a little plug out there for our agents, because we offer a shipboard credit up to 5% of the cost of your cruise to guests who book with the Magic for Less Travel. So you can always go ahead. If you know a date that you want or an approximate date, or you just want to be on the list for that agent on, like, you know, to know when 2019 will be available, go ahead and do that now.
Here's what I tell my guests. Okay, so here's kind of the flow of best practices for getting a great deal on a Disney cruise, because you want to save your money and you want to get that onboard credit. So, you know, be with that agent, pay attention, you know, have the agent notify you as soon as your itineraries become available. So 2019 or January, I think, is when they're traveling. So that should be in the next batch of releases, which I would say, I'm just guessing. We never know. Next couple of months. So then have that agent hold a stateroom for you. You can do what's called a courtesy hold for 3 days. And then what that does, it locks in that stateroom at that rate, at that great rate right at the beginning for 3 days. And what you can do is see the available, you can see all the details directly from Disney. You can see the cancellation policy. You can see the, you know, everything that's going on. Are you going to have main dining? Are you going to have, you know, what's ground transfers going to run? What's all those details you see directly from Disney Cruise Line. You got 72 hours, 3 days to look at it. Then if you're happy with what you see, you place that deposit, which is, you know, it tells you right there on the confirmation, place your deposit. That deposit is 100% refundable for well into, you know, very close to your sailing date. Usually you have about 90 days prior to your sailing date to chicken out or back out if you need to or make changes. No penalty whatsoever. So there's really no risk if you really want to take that cruise. Just let that agent know. They'll look for you. If you're doing it yourself, just kind of pay attention. Book that, you know, get your 3-day hold, have some processing time, look at all the details directly from Disney Cruise Line. When you place that deposit, you're still not locked into anything. You know, you can get that money back at any time for quite a while, for months and months and months prior to that sailing. So that's kind of the way I look at cruises. Pam, good idea. Is that what you kind of how you go about it?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I would say, actually, right now, we used to give that advice exclusively for Disney Cruise Line. I would say as much as Disneyland and Walt Disney World have been selling in the past year or so, do that with Walt Disney World if possible, too. If you know, let's say you're giving your agent like three different resorts that you're really interested in, but give him or her at least one that you really are that you would like him or her to hold, because holding that resort has become much more important lately. So just make sure that you're taking that into consideration.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey guys, this is Alyssa up in Maine. How's it going?
Great.
Hey Alyssa.
It's been a great day. It's been another magical day. Hey, how's it going in Maine? Maine's got to be beautiful.
You know, Maine is good. I heard a caller from Maine earlier, and it's really the way life should be, as they say. We love it up here.
I bet. So how
Ricky,
can help you
I
out?
Don't want to, my first thing is, Ricky, I don't want to put you in your place in one night, but my last name is Chowdhury. I know it's really hard.
I knew. I screw up everybody's name. It's fine. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I mean, I have a last name of Niblet, so, I mean, you can't even imagine how many who butcher that, so.
Oh, I know. Nobody gets my first name right either. It's always Alicia or Melissa. No, it's Alyssa, like Milano, like the same thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I was listening to you guys talk about, like, dining packages a little bit earlier, and I have a question. I am headed down with a bunch of running friends from Wine and Dine, and we really wanted to book the Rivers of Light dining package, but as you probably know, it's only out to October 31st. I'm wondering if you guys had any thoughts on that and thinking they're going to change some things up or they'll be releasing more days? What do you think?
Okay, so first, let me just say this, and this is going to get me in trouble. Pam probably saw this on the Magic for Less Agents Facebook group where we help each other out. Rivers of Light is so boring. It's so boring.
No!
It's so boring. Oh, man. I was looking at my phone after 10 minutes like, this is as bad as Jungle Book.
Oh, no.
But it should be released. I probably shouldn't have said that. That's what happens on your 11th hour of podcasting. I start to get honest. It's different strokes for different folks. It's visually beautiful. I just need more of a story. I need more pyrotechnics. I need stuff blowing up in the middle. It would have been a great
thing. Yeah, they're going to do that at a park with their animals.
I know they're not going to do that. There's animals there. You don't want to scare the giraffe and the wildebeest.
You know, he probably wouldn't like Rivers of World of Color either.
No,
which
I think I would because it's got Disney characters. I need some Disney characters too. I need pyrotechnics and I need some Buzz and Woody and Pocahontas and Tigger and Pooh and... I need that stuff. But Pam, go ahead. So I know it's out through the end of October. They're really releasing that slowly, though, the Rivers of Light Dining. I'm not discouraging you. It's different strokes for different folks. This is not my thing. But go ahead, Pam.
Go ahead, Pam.
Lots of people do like Rivers of Light. I'm just going to say that. So
yes.
I will say that. Some people like that there's not like characters and stuff in it.
Well, it's Linda. Linda and I, was it Linda or was it Deb? I can't remember. But Linda, Deb, and I think we're all like on the same page there. But go ahead, Pam. Sorry.
So what has been happening with the Rivers of Light packages is they have been releasing them late. And I think part of them, it kind of gives them an opportunity to really see what the schedule is going to be like, how often they're going to be offering it, because, as you know, it's only been offered certain days of the week. It will be coming. Candlelight Processional packages haven't really even been out that long. And it took them a while to kind of pull that all together. So I think these will be coming. Wow.
Yes, coming.
Put that in the new BOGP dictionary. I'm just saying. There are new words created, but after 10 hours, you get a little
punchy. Yes.
So anyways, but I think it will be coming. And we'll just have to see what they do with that. I wonder if during less busy times, if they're going to decrease the number of days that it was that it's offered. I think also too, they're looking at to see how long, what the hours are going to be, because that's very dependent on the park hours. So I know park hours have been out, and that's another thing people don't like to hear, that park hours change. But they do kind of closer to the date. So I think that they'll be coming soon. So
Disney's very slow with these things. The dining packages, they're very slow to,
dessert packages, dining packages, all of these special event things they've been done.
Very slow.
You're getting some heat Rivers of Light.
No, it's split down the middle. There's people that are backing me up too. So what? That's fine.
You know, we've gone back and forth too, but we haven't seen it, so we figure, why not? What do we have to lose?
Yes.
So
exactly,
I think everything. It is worth seeing.
And if you do the Rivers of Light dining package, and depending, what you're doing, you can make out like a bandit. So I'm just saying, it's win-win.
That's the plan.
Here's what I figured, because I saw it the one time. We got to see like the first 10 minutes at the media event, like way back like in 2003 or something, when it was like...
It was forever ago.
But you know what it was? I was enamored with Joe Rohde's ear like three rows in front of me, and it made it seem better. So without Joe Rohde's ear in the stadium... Thing's going to fall off. The thing's going to fall off any minute. No, but when I saw it without Joe Rohde's ear in attendance, I just didn't like it as much. So that's where it fell.
That's what it was. It was all Joe Rohde's ear.
It was. I need to make a Twitter account real quick. Let's see here. I think there actually already is.
If that doesn't already exist, let's just be perfectly honest.
I think it is. Well, Alyssa Chowdhury, see, I said your name correctly, I think. So thanks for calling in.
Thanks for all you're doing, guys. It's been an awesome day, and good luck for the rest of the time.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take one more question and then wrap up this listener question show here on a Wednesday, because we got to wrap up the auction here shortly in about 15 minutes or so for those listening live. So again, last call 407-413-9395 for the Wednesday question show. We'll take some more questions and calls later. But if you want to get in on this listener question show for the Wednesday, episode 1208, it's crazy. Something. I love that we're recording a listener question show for 2 weeks from now during our live 12-hour show. We're nothing but efficient. All right, here it is.
Right.
Let me grab this. All right, last caller of the day, actually, for the question show. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Rob here in Florida.
Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Pam. Hey, Mike. Man, this has been a great day.
It's been awesome.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Glad to see we hit our goals. Or
yes,
you hit your
I
goal.
Know, right?
However that is, that
it?
Works.
It's our goals. It's everybody. Gravy. It's the community coming together.
It's all awesome.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'll go with that. Very happy. Been enjoying the show today. And Mike, just for you, go Cubs.
Yeah, don't.
No!
We got a bad connection here. We got to go.
I didn't hear. Did you hear them drop? I did too.
Cardinals won today. That's all I gotta say.
Well, yeah. So the Cubs, they gained another game on the on Milwaukee, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we're all terrible this year, so it didn't matter. It's pretty pathetic.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true. Our division's doing pretty bad.
That's it. Yep. So you got a question for us? Because we gotta wrap this because Ricky's nervous about the auction. I'm getting nervous for her right here. We got big stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I heard somebody wants those John Stamos autographed stuff.
It's going to get ugly. It's gonna
but
be
anyhow,
yeah, it's gonna.
So, you know, what are your guys' thoughts on a new night parade coming to the Magic Kingdom?
Please, can we
you
have
still think
one?
Paint
That's my
the night's going to come? Or
I just want one. Give me something. We got to have a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. It doesn't feel whole without it. That's me.
No, it doesn't, and it's really strange to be there, you know, at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, and have no parade, just fireworks.
I totally feel the same, and I think it's unfair that California Adventure and Disneyland both have one, and we don't.
Right,
that's not right, because I mean you can walk over and see the one there. So, all right, well,
right, we send a parade out there. They should have sent one back here and reciprocated. I'd love to have Paint the Night. I really enjoyed that when I saw it in Disneyland a couple years ago.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like the parade to be named later. We made a trade, but we got, like, cash considerations. We didn't get
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, we're getting two draft picks next year, you said, the player to be named later.
Yeah, we'll get a parade and a sea ticket attraction in the year 2038 or something. It's a bad deal.
We got
gypped. All right, well, we'll talk about that. Rob, thanks so much, and thanks for all you do for the Lizards. We appreciate
thanks,
it,
Rob.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
See you later.
Love it, Ricky. Love it, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Talk to you soon,
buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Much, Rob.
All right, so let's wrap this show up real quick. Thoughts on a nighttime parade? Pam, Paint the Night coming to Magic Kingdom. Good fit, if it were to. It's not, but if it were.
I love Paint the Night. Let me just tell you, with the music from Wreck-It Ralph and stuff, I'd love to see it here. You know what? I'm content either way. I loved having a nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom, but I will say it caused some logistic issues, the nighttime parades. And now what I think they just need to do, the Castle Production Show, I think they're really leaning into it. Although the thing is, I would like to see that go back to being put on both before and after the fireworks, because why not? It's not like that costs them money to do, right? Doesn't someone just push a button and it goes?
Yeah,
I mean,
I think so.
I'm just saying, I'm just supposing here. I'm not discrediting it by any means, but come on. So,
All right. Well, let's put a wrap on this listener question show. We're a little bit tight on time as we record live here during the 12-hour show. So thank you so much for downloading today's podcast. It's brought to you by virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition, and of course, Days to Go WDW. So turn your Apple device into a Disney device. Ricky, you have 30 seconds to tell something in the news 2 weeks from now. What's going on?
Disney still open. That's all I got. Yeah,
that's it. And we're still wanting a nighttime parade down at Walt Disney World. And there's probably a blog article somewhere about it somewhere.
The news that I have, Epcot Flower and Garden Festival starts at the end of this month, and Mickey's Very Merry, or not,
say,
Merry Christmas Party. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party starts at the end of this month. So there's your news for today.
And I think it would be Food and Wine, not Flower and Garden. You said Flower and Garden.
Oh, did I say Flower and Garden?
Yeah,
so I screwed everything up.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I get it wrong for like the first like month and a half of Food and Wine, and then I get it right. And then for Flower and Garden, I get that wrong for about the first month and a half, and then I get that right. So yeah, I always do that.
We are in hour 10 of continuous podcasting as we record this show. So Grin and Barrett, I know the audio is not the perfect thing, but we'll get it better for you on Friday. So thanks again to virtualmickey.com. Check out these and other great apps. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device. today. Also, follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike. Drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we love ratings and reviews on iTunes. So if you wouldn't mind doing that this week, we'd really appreciate it. And of course, anytime you do your shopping on Amazon, BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help support the show. So again, all your purchases online, if you go through that link, it costs you nothing extra. Get your Prime benefits as well. Just go to BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. All right, time to get out of here and let's get on with your Wednesday. Thank you so much for downloading today's podcast. Please spread the word wherever you go around the Disney community. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you an awesome Wednesday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon. All right. I almost did it again. I almost knocked you guys off the air.
No!
I the That's such habit. You do that 1,200 times. I almost did it twice. Oh, my goodness. All right. So.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.